You're listening to the Sunday Session Podcast with Francesca Rutkin from Newstalk ZB.
Right, school's back tomorrow. I can hear the cheers or possibly exhausted sighs of relief from parents and grandparents all around the country. But it's going to look slightly different in secondary schools. Tomorrow, the government's cell phone ban comes into force. To run us through what this means and how schools are implementing the ban, I'm joined by Chair of the New Zealand Secondary Principals Council, Kate Gainsford. How are you, Kate? Good morning.
Good morning.
So run me through the rules. Basically, no phone use throughout the school day, including breaks. Is that right?
Well, that's right. What's been prohibited, and it's a pretty strong word in terms of education legislation, but so cell phone use and access is prohibited during the school day. But there are exceptions. So there are four kinds of exceptions. And that means that if a teacher requires, if a registered teacher requires or enables or allows phone use to, say, track some kind of experiment that's being done or make some calculation, then they can agree to that. That Yep. is covered by the legislation. If someone's health, sometimes students have insulin or diabetes issues that require insulin prompts that happen through their phones, then that's okay. Sometimes people have a learning disability or an aid that is used through their phone, then that's okay. And then there's a funny little fourth clause, really, which is about anything that the principal determines as a special circumstance for individual students. So if for instance, we had a student in a school, secondary school, who was a teen parent, well, they need to be able to be accessed as an emergency contact. So that's fair enough that they have their cell phone with them during the day.
So the good thing is, Kate, that each school can kind of approach this. There's room for them to approach this in a way that suits all their students.
Well, actually, they've been doing that for some time, before the legislation kind of became, well before the start of term two this year. In my own school, we had a practice of doing things for classroom coverage early last year. So it's been a concern for people for quite some time, and schools have been managing it in different ways for quite some time.
Because I was going to ask you, Kate, if you happen to know how many schools already had a ban in place, because it felt to me that most of them had kind of got on top of this already.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah,
absolutely, I think you're right. Most of them will have got on top of it, but in different ways. So some of them have put extraordinary expense into a very complex system of detentions and confiscations and monitoring, and others have gone for a much more lighter touch with an educative approach and a conversation with parents over some weeks, explaining why the school is doing what they're doing and trying to make sure that everyone understands that the two main issues for the purpose of the rule is to A, protect teaching and learning time from interruptions, and B, to actually protect young people from the harmful effects of going down rabbit holes on social media and those kinds of distractions.
So is this going to be difficult for schools tomorrow, or for parents for that matter?
I don't think so. From what I've been able to gather from principals around the country and my own school, is that it's parents have really appreciated the support, because they're often having the same kind of conversations in their own family home about the harmful effects and about limiting screen time. So having the adults working together is helpful. Of course, there are those people who will struggle with it because they've become very, very dependent on it for one reason or another that doesn't fit the four categories that we've already talked about. But by and large, I think people have, and young people too, are hugely adaptable. So, they can cope, and they are coping.
And there's, some parents had a concern, well, how do I contact my child during the day if I need to? And, well, you can always call a school, can't you?
That's right.
If it's that important.
For hundreds of years, we've coped without it. So, I think we can probably manage.
As somebody texts to say, we weren't even allowed a calculator in school back in the 80s.
That's right. I know. And when calculators first came in for school certificate, everyone thought the sky would fall. Well, it didn't. But the interesting thing about this ban is it actually can't ban technology. Students do have their own workarounds. Of course they do. It's natural. there are, you know, smartwatches, and you can access social media through laptops if you really feel the burning need to. But it's a little bit, it's putting some hurdles in the way of that, so it's not quite so simple and easy as it has been in the past.
And I suppose there's a clear guidelines now, aren't they? If schools have struggled to get their point across or to have a set of rules that they can stick to, then now they've kind of got those in their hand, haven't they?
Well, that backing is important, isn't it? But it's important that the backing comes from families too, because that's where, you know, joining up home and school, that's where the most powerful connection really is.
Thanks, Kate. Enjoy term two.
Thank you very much. I will, sure will.
That was Kate Gainsford there, who is the New Zealand Secondary Principals Council, just talking us through. It doesn't sound like it's going to be too big a leap for most schools or students to deal with the new legislation in place, does it?
For more from the Sunday Session with Francesca Rutkin, listen live to News Talk ZB from 9 a.m. Sunday, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.